All right, so let's continue in Mem Aleph Amud Aleph in Pesachim.
That's a brochure.
Okay, so the question was what? According to the Rabbanon, so let's just review quickly. You have the pasuk Uvashal Mavushal B'mayim, right? So now you have machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanon, right? The Tanakama. According to the Tanakama, who goes first here? Rebbe? Now, according to the Tanakama, is what? Is Kalvachomer, correct? The Tanakama holds from Kalvachomer. So he says, Mayim doesn't mean just Mayim. It means any mashke, even Mayim. And according to Rebbe, the emphasis is Uvoshal Mavushal Mikol Mokom. Any type, any way that you achieve the condition of Bishul. Right, now according to Rebbe, the pasuk is focusing on the cheftza, that it can't have the condition of bishul. Uvoshal mevushal mikol makom. It can't have the condition of bishul at all. That's the psul. That's the iser. So, but according to the Rabbanon, it's dafka uvoshal mevushal b'mayim, that there's something else that's being used other than the Pesach to cook it. So the first nafka meaning the Gemara says is if you just roast it in its own juices. According to the Tanakhama, you can't say you added something to it. It's the Pesach. It's all the Pesach. But according to Rebbe, it would still have the conditioning of Bishul. Right? It's the Voshal Mavushal Mikol Mokom. Okay. Now, I really don't know the answer to what Jeremy was asking. Is the Tosa says, nonetheless, it's not Sliesh. Right? And Rashi says it's Shari. But it's hard to understand how it could be shari, because it would seem at least you have the problem of the kli that you're cooking it in. So I don't know. Maybe it just means in terms of shari in terms of the lav, not really that it's mutl chatchila. But anyway, so then the Gemara has the following question: So Tanakam is Doresh Mayim, and Rebbe's Doresh Uvoshal Mavushal. So what does the Tanakama do with Uvoshal Mavushal, right? That's the next question. So the Gemara says he needs it for this Braisa. Right, boshlo v'yachakach tzolo, oshet tzolo v'achach bishlo chayev. If you mavashal the Pesach and then you roasted it, or if you roasted it and then then we mavashal it, you're going to be chayev. Chayev malchus al achila. So again, Rashi always jumps in to tell you the chayev is on the achila. Chayev malchus al achila. Okay, so the Gemara says like this. So what do you need the pasuk for? Bishlama bishlov achach tzolo chayev da bashlei. It makes sense that if you were mavashal and then did sli, you're going to be chayev. Just al pisvar, that makes sense. Because you were mavashal it. Ela tzolo v'achach bishlo hatzli eishu. Amai. But if you did sli first and then bishol, why should you be chayev? It's sli. So what's the assumption here? Now, you can only render it, a food, a type of food once, by the process of bringing it into Torah Sachila. So if you were mavashal it, then you made it a mavushal. Anything you do after it is doing something with the mavushal. You're not going to give it a new shame. So if you were mavashal the first and then did sli, so that makes sense. You wouldn't need the pasuk at all. But on the other side, if you did sli and then bishul, why should it be chayev? It's still sli, right? Should it be mutter? It's still sli. So that's what the Gemara says. Am Rav Kahana Hamani Rabbi Yosi. Ditanya Yotzin Birokia Kashore Ubi Mavushal Shaloni Muach. Divrei Rebbe Meir. Yeah. A little confusing. What happened to the Voshal Mavushal business? Right? It's like this is winding around now, this Gemara. So, So the Gemara says what? Rav Kahana says, who is this? It's Rabbi Yossi. What's Rabbi Yossi? What does Rabbi Yossi say? In another case, Rabbi Yossi has a similar question, right? Let's say you had a matzah that was soaked in a liquid, right? That you soaked it it was soaked in a liquid in a tafshil. Put the matzah in the tafshil in your soup, right? So as long as it's not, or if you cooked it, you actually boiled it, as long as it didn't dissolve, so Reb Meir says you'll be yotzei. Meaning to say, it's still lechem. Rashi says, lechem who kol zman shukayim. The fact that you baked it made it lechem. The fact that you're soaking it and boiling it is just something you're doing to the lechem. Right, you can't read. It's not going to change it from being lechem. It's just wet lechem. Right. Bimek. Right. Rabbi Yossi Omer Yotzin Baraka Kashori. He agrees with the soaked of a lobe and mavushal. Afal pishal nimuach. So Rabbi Yossi says that that's going to be true by the soaked, but not by the mavushal. Rashi delav lechem korinan bay. It's no longer called lechem. V'afal pishal kvar nefar betanur. Even though it already was baked and it was lechem, hovil v'chazar u'bishlo bitlu mitoras lechem. You will mevatel it from lechem, right? You mevatel it from toras lechem. So you see, that's Rabbi Yossi, right? That's Rashi in the beginning. That's Rabbi Yossi. Domar bishol la'achar afia, bishol hu. So one second, let's just get all the pshat straight. So that's Rabbi Yossi, the Gemara says. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Do I say that bishul after afia is going to render it a mavushal? Or not? Okay. Ulo omar afilu tema Rabbi Meir. Shani hocha damakra uvosha mavushal mikol makom. There we go. And then the Gemara says, even if you're going to say that what? Afilu tema Rabbi Meir. So in other words, up to this point, what are we going to say? What do you mean afilu tema Rabbi Meir? So in other words, there's two answers to the Gemara's question of what do you do with the uvoshel mevushel, right? One answer is that it's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi is the one who darshans uvoshel mevushel. And Rabbi Meir would not, apparently. Right? Reb Meir would say you're not going to be chayev. And that's Rav Kahana. And Ula says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Meir, meaning afilu tema what? You can even say that that the Tana of this Braisa, Bishlu Vachach Tzolo, Tzolo Vachach Bishlu, is Reb Meir. Right? And I was trying to find who is. The Gemara is basically saying, Uvoshal Mavushal Vamayim is needed for this Braisa. Right, of Tzolo Vachach Bishlo. Now the question is, who is the mandamer of that brisa? So it could either be Rabbi Yossi, who we know holds its way from matzah, or it could even be Rabbi Meir. Aye, how could it be Rabbi Meir? Rabbi Meir says the matzah you're going to be yotze with. Because you could say that it's true in general, you don't say that Bishlo is Levat Lafia. But over here is a separate Xer Sakas of Uvoshal Mavushal Mikol Makom. Let's see Rashi. Shani Hocha de Rabbi Ekra Uvoshal Mavushal Davilei Lemichtav U Mavushal U Xer Sakas of Hu Be Pesach. Okay.
I kind of see that more because.
That's a good question. Alright, so Tosus is bothered that if Rav Kahana holds it Al Pisvara, if Rav Yossi holds it Al Pisvara, so what does he need a Pasuk for? Right? That's Tosa's question. Tema, the Rav Kahana, the Muki Lo, Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbanon. So the Tana Kam, so according to Rav Kahana, these types of things always get me confused. You gotta go, gotta get clear who's doing what. According to Rav Kahana, right? So he says, who is the Rabbanon? Rabbi Yossi. Hi, Boshal Mavushal Mai Avdiluhu. So what did he really help? What does Rabbi Yossi need a pasuk of Uvashal Mavushal? Ditzal Vachach Bishlo. What does he need that for? Lo Tzarach Kro, the Mistavra Yadina and the Bishal Mavatalatzli. Kidam Rabbi Yossi got matzah. If it's really just Rabbi Yossi who holds by matzah that the Bishal is Mavatal the Afiyah, so he just has it al pisvar apparently. So what does he need the pasuk of Uvashal Mavushal to tell you that the Bishal is going to be Mavatalatzli? Yesh lomad Rav Kahana Sovad Rav Yossi Yolof Mivoshel Mavushel. He learns it from that pasuk, the Bishel Mavatal Afia. That even he, where did he think he got this from? From the pasuk. So according to Tosfos, everybody darshens the pasuk. Rav Yossi and Rav Meir both darshening the pasuk. The only question is, do you universalize it beyond the case of Pesach? Right, Sammy? That's what we were talking about yesterday. Yeah. All right, but anyway, but let's get the svara. So now we have two things then, right? You have the question of what it means to say. I guess you have three points now, right? You have the havamina of what you would think without a pasuk, right? Then you have what the pasuk is telling you by the Pesach, and then you have whether you're going to take it beyond the Pesach. No. Maybe those are really two sides of the second. You know what I mean? What is the pasuk telling you? Is itself a question of whether it's going to be limited to the Pesach or right?
Yeah.
Can't break it up in two steps. You're already concluding one way.
Right.
Could you say those three again?
In other words, you have to first think about what is the havamin. In other words, without the pasuk, you would not have this idea that Bishul is going to be mavatol the tzli. So now you have a special gzeiros hakasuv of voshal mavushal. And then you have two ways of taking that Xeris Akasiv. Rabbi Yossi holds you take it as a universal. And Rabbi Meir holds you take it as a limited din by the Pesach.
Right.
Okay, but what is, just factually speaking, I just want to make it clear, what is the Xeris Akasiv of Vosha Mavushal? So I told you to look at the Tosas of Ova Lobim Vushal just to see the way he's expressing it. Right? I mean, Rashi and Tosis holds a strange shita by Blilaso Ava. That the Tosis holds, if you have a dough that's thick, even though it has a shame of mevushal, it still is hamotzi. It still is lechem. Right? So therefore, he doesn't like Rashi's pshat when Rashi says that just by boiling it, you're going to remove the shame pas. He holds it can have the shame pas even if it is a mevushal. So that's why Tosus holds, it's talking about the case like a thick dough. What's the question? What ava means?
No, isn't that a bagel?
Yeah. Is that a bagel? You always have to bring Brooklyn stuff into everything. No, I don't think that's a bagel. I think the bagel is not really edible from the first, I think that's what they want to say. That the bagel is not edible from the first boil. It's just like what do they call it? Parboiled. As a theory, huh?
They boil it in bacon.
Yeah, but I don't think the boiling really makes it edible.
It still looks raw.
It still looks raw. Yeah. But no, but you're right. People used to say that question about the bagel. So according to Tosfos, he doesn't want to learn that you're just removing the shame pass. So he learns a different svara. I mean, it's a different metzius, that it's that you're taking the matzah, and since you're cooking it now in a tavshil, it becomes like a matzah ashira. But it's the same idea. It's the same idea that by the bishul, it's gonna recreate it somehow, and make it like a matzah shira l'chatchila. Matzah shira means a matzah that the dough was had added ingredients, like oil and egg, whatever it is, right? So Tosis is...
This case has an added ingredient?
Well, that's the case. It seems like he has to learn, like Rashi says, that it's in a tavshil. It's not just stam and mayim. This is not talking about what you put in the mayim. Like Rashi says, it's in a tavshil. It's not really just, it's not just in water. So then Tosa is going to learn that if you didn't hold from Sli, Achar, Bishol, what are they? All right. So anyway, so in other words, if you took lechem and you put it with a lot of, you know, you You put jelly on it, though, you soaked it in something, that's not going to make it matzah ashira, it's just going to make it matzah with stuff. To make it matzah ashira, it's got to be like it's recreated. So that shows you that debishol mapikle mitora safia l'shavye matzah ashira ki'ilu lo nefa. That's the raya according to Tosus. That in order for it to become matzah ashira, it has to be that you remove the Torah safia. Not that you remove the shame pas, because he holds that the shame pas is not totally on the shame of afia, on Torah safia. But by removing Torah safia, you can now imbue it intrinsically with a new shame of the cheftza, of matzah ashira, as opposed to matzah with stuff, with condiments. You know what I mean? So hochenami gabi pesach okar mine bishol shame tzliya. But the key is that you're okar the shame afia with the, you should okar the shame afia with the bishol, and either like Rashi that automatically removes the shame pas, or like Tosis that's going to recreate into a matzah shira, and so too by the tzli you're going to say now you're okar the shame tzliya. Okay, so what's the svara of saying that there's bishol achar afia? Right, and it doesn't change the fact that there's no. You don't say afia after bishul, apparently. At least by the korban pesach. At least by the korban pesach. Right. Yeah, three things. We'll just make sure everybody's clear on this. Now, just to clarify the terminology here, what is the definition of tzli and afia? It means that you're cooking just with the heat alone, right? The heat of the cooking with the heat alone, not with a medium, is called tzli, right? So there's no difference between tzli and afia. It's just by different substances.
Isn't afia, are you putting it on the wall though?
Yeah, but it's just, there's no, that's not called a, there's no medium. Bishul means you're cooking it in something, like there's something that you're cooking it within. The oven is called, it would be called like a tzli, but by the Pesach, it needs more than just a tzli. It has to be a tzli eish, right? But the category is still, like in kashrus, you have the same thing. If you want to kasher something, right? So you have to know how it was used. If it was used for bishul, then you do hagola. If it was used al ha'eish, then you have to do libun. But those are the two categories, right? So something in an oven or on a fire is, it doesn't matter if it's sli or afia, that's considered ala esh. Bishul is different, meaning that the heat has to penetrate through a liquid medium. Okay. So that's why you can make an equation between afia and sli. They're considered the same type of process. Just call it different terms by different depending on the object that you're applying the process to. Okay, go ahead. So and then tigun is a little bit in the middle, as I was mentioning yesterday, because tigun is a question. Do you consider the oil like a medium, or do you just consider it like a non-stick type of a thing? You know what I mean? That's why tigun is always a little bit confusing. It's not clear if tigun means frying. It's not clear. That's why you always have shilas. Can you kasher a frying pan? Right? You ever hear that, Shiloh? Can you kasher a frying pan? Anybody?
Yeah,
yep. Definitely
heard this.
Definitely heard this. Oh, Ben Simon, you know about that, Shiloh.
I don't know if that was me, but
yeah, it was you.
It was. Yeah.
So at least you brought me the bad news. I don't know who it was, but.
No, because it happened twice.
So anyway, so the problem is, it's not really true that you can't kasher a frying pan. You can definitely kasher a frying pan. Liban. The question is, do you need Liban, or can you just do Hagala? That's the question. Right? So why? Because the question is, you put a little oil on the pan, and you're cooking up your food. So is that considered that it's directly ala esh? Or do you say that the oil is like a bishul? That the oil makes it like a bishul? You know what I mean? That's the question. Do you look at the oil like a medium itself, or do you look at it like just to facilitate the using the pan? But anyway, there really are only two categories. Go ahead.
You're saying Steve can do that also, right?
I'll tell you an interesting. You want to hear an interesting chakira that I saw in the Minchas Chinuch? It has a chakira like this. He says like this. Let's say a person ate the Korban Pesach cooked, right? He ate the Korban Pesach Mevushal. Okay, so he's over a los asay, and he's not mekayim the mitzvah at all, right? Because the mitzvah is tzliyesh, because that's part of the tzura of the mishnah of the mitzvah, tzliyesh, right? He says, but let's say you have a tzli and then a bishul. Okay, so you're going to be over the issur of bishul, but are you also mekayim the mitzvah of tzli? You know what I mean? Is it like a mitzvah baba avera or whatever you want to call it? But is it, right? That's this question. Are you really oker the shame? I think, I got to look at it again, but I think he said, according to Rabbi Yossi, you wouldn't be Yotze at all. But according to Rabbi Meir, who darshan's a special gzeirus hakosuv, he wants to say that according to Rabbi Meir, it's not oker. It's still tzli, but it's bishul. You know what I mean? He wants to say that's not for me, it's Rebbe Meir and Rebbe Yossi. According to Rebbe Meir, it's just a separate gzeirus hakosuv over here. Meaning it has the same sleeve, but you can also apply the same bishul. But if you're going to learn the other way, see, because the problem is by lechem, why are you, in order by the matzah to say you're not Yotze matzah, don't you have to say you're negating the afiyah somehow? There's no isser of the shame of ushul by the matzah. It's that it's no longer lechem because lechem comes from afiyah. That's what's interesting, and that's what you have to work out a little bit. It does still seem that you can't have both of those shemos simultaneously going to Rabbi Yossi. It does still seem that way. But then the problem is, that seems to indicate they're in the same class. So if they're in the same class, then the first one should be the one that's koveya. Right?
The first one?
The first one that arrives should be good. No, as if they're in the same class, like you were saying before, that they both bring it to edibility, so then the first one should be the koveya. And if you're going to tell me that they're not really equal on that footing, that's true. They both bring them into edibility, but there's another quality that's on top of that. So then it doesn't necessitate that adding the bishul is oker the afiyah. Or am I misunderstanding you?
No, that's
in other words, the question is, what's the significance of the Maisa Bishul itself? Isn't the significance of the Maisa Bishul, don't tell me that, you know, the significance of the Maisa Bishul is not simply an Eruv Tam. It's not simply that it allows the liquid to penetrate the matzah, because that's what we call kovash, right? Anybody, you know what kovash is? Kovash is kumavushal. Kovash means something that's soaked. So if you take, like a pickle, right? A pickle is a real chemical change that happens in that pickle after however many weeks and months. But halachically we say if you have isser soaking in heter, so it's considered like it's mevushal. So there isn't that, and that's what the Gemara says, by the way. The Gemara says, what's the chiddush of basar b'chalav? What we did last year. What's the chiddush of basar b'chalav? That it's dafka bishul, not soaking. Even though in terms of the mixture of tamim, there's no difference between the bishul and the soaking. It's a gzeiras hakosuv that has to be bishul. But in terms of the mixing of the tamim, soaking also mixes tamim. Right? So those are going to tell me that so what's the significance of bishul if it's not that it brings it to edibility? It's not just that it makes the tamim mix, because then sharia would also be a problem.
I wasn't talking about how do you define lechem?
But what product are you? What product are you creating from the bishul?
That's the one lechem. Lechem is defined by ma'aser afiyah alone.
So bread is lechem that was brought to achila through afiyah. Did you, when you did the bishul, are you going back in time and undoing that?
No, but it's no longer a product. That's only through afiyah.
But what new product? Where do I have a mokum to make a new product? I already have a product of bread.
But isn't it different now? It's a different product.
But in order to make a product, that's the slippery slope here. In order to make a product, don't you need to start with a non-product? But no. You already have your product.
Isn't it different? No. If you cook bread, it's a different chafza.
Is it a different chafza?
You no longer call it bread.
Isn't that what we're arguing about? I agree 100%. If you get into a restaurant and you say, I'd like a sandwich on bread, and they brought you out this boiled rye bread, you wouldn't leave a tip. But if they took you to Basin, I don't know if you would win or not. No, you're right. Blush of B'nai Adam is not bread, but yeah. Let me try something over here. Okay, good. Well, let's think about it. Let's try. In other words, maybe something along these lines. That has to do with what we were discussing yesterday. Vashal mavushal bamayim, right? According to this is the shita of vashal mavushal bamayim. What do they do with this is the shita that's darshing the kavachomer of mayim, correct? What do they do with the vashal mavushal? So what does that mean to them? It means to them tzlikeder wouldn't be bishul. Why? Because bishul requires the joining of two objects together through the esh. Right, now let's just review quickly. This whole shita is uvashal mavushal b'mayim. Mayim includes shar mashkin, but tzlikeder would not have a shame bishul, right? Because their idea of bishul is dafka combining two entities together. You understand? So maybe it's along those lines that they're saying that the only reason why you can have a bishul achar and afia is because really, they're different processes. Atzli is the process that brings the chefza to achila itself, right? Tzli brings it from raw to cooked. But bishul really does two things. Aside from bringing it from raw to cooked, it's kolel entities into one new tavshil. You understand? It creates a new tavshil that didn't exist before. It creates a mixture. It takes ingredients and is kolel into a new chefza. So therefore, you can say that it's possible now to say that it's not necessary for the shame bishul to have to do both of them simultaneously. Because every mice of bishul has two elements. It's bringing each entity on its own into a state of achila by melding them together. You understand? So therefore it's possible to say that what is the shame afia and what is the shame bishul? Afia is what we call the cheftza that is the ochel per se. That itself is a ne'echal. But the shame of ushal is simply a two ochlim that are joined together into a bigger shame ochel. There still is only one shame, but that's why you wouldn't go backwards, and that's why you couldn't apply tzli to a bishul, because you can be mosif, since bishul is more inclusive than tzli. That's the machlokes between Reb Meir and Reb Yossi. Since bishul is more inclusive than tzli, but is it still require the primary idea of bringing it into taras achila to be done together with the melding, or since they're conceptually two steps, they can even be done lemaisin two steps. All right, it needs to be worked out. Dare I say? No, I'm just saying it could be. The machlokus is that. This is not really a good definition. It's just like pointing just making a good observation that since bishul is really conceptually two things occurring, meaning that you're bringing the foods alone into Hechsher Ochel, plus melding them together into a greater Tavshil. Rabbi Yossi holds they can happen Zeh Zeh. Doesn't need to happen simultaneously. In a sense, you can take a Ne'efeh, you can take something that was baked, and turn it into a Mevushel by creating a greater Tavshil. And Reb Meir holds, no, it's true that's what Bishul is, but essential to it's essential to call any process of cooking must first be predicated on bringing it into the state of Achila. So it's true conceptual, it's true that L'maisa, the Bishul, does two separate things, but you can't call it at all a Maisa of a Kol, you can't call it at all a process of Bishul unless it's affecting the Tavshil essentially first. So it's true conceptually two things are happening, but unless the essence is occurring, then you don't call it the Bishul. But Reb Meir would agree that by the Korban Pesach, and that's why it's nice by the Korban Pesach, because by the Korban Pesach he learns it's really a din that it has to be Nechal as a Cheftza Ba'atzmo. So in that one case, it doesn't matter if you're rendering it a whole new identity on its own. Just the joining of it to another thing alone is a psul. Right? Making the Pesach into a dish, he holds as a psul. That you can do without removing the shame afia. That you can do without removing the shame tzli. So I tend to think that Minchas Chinuch is right on that one. According to Rebbe Meir, it would simultaneously be tzaloi and mevushal. It'll have the shame tzli, but a psul of bishul, but an iser of bishul. Minchas Chinuch wanted to say that according to Rebbe Meir, you'll be over the iser of mevushal, but you'll still have a kiyum of the mitzvah of tzli.
How do you learn the poker?
Because I'm saying that I mean Yehuda is right. You have to say that that's a premise over here. That there's one category over here of ochlim. You're either considered to be tzli afia or bishul. There's only one shame in achil, and that comes through the preparation. But if you have a preparation. If you have two, if you have a preparation that is a one level, which is but the definitions of the preparation are dependent on whether it's whether it's a preparation of the thing itself or whether it's creating a new entity out of things. So Rabbi Yossi holds the essence of Bishul is that you're making a new Tavshil. So in that sense, it really is like starting over. You understand? In that sense, it really is like starting over. Because in terms of BMAC, in this way, I'm not being ochre. Here, I'm trying to not to be ochre. I'm not saying you're undoing. I'm saying you're restarting. But how are you restarting? Because the ikar of Bishul is to create a new cheftza of Tavshil. So in terms of the next Tavshil, these are like raw ingredients. In terms of the next Tavshil, each thing is like a raw ingredient. Lagabi, the next thing, it's like a new ingredient. You understand? See, your product thing. But Lagabi, the next thing, it's the next thing is a super product. You can only call each one a raw material if you hold the ikar of the bishul is that you're mitztaref two things together into one. And that, but this is only according to the Tana Kama, who holds bishul is dafka b'mayim. According to Rebbe, you wouldn't have this. According to Rebbe, you wouldn't hold Yesh Bishul Achatzli, because Bishul is just a condition in the Cheftza. And once the condition was achieved in Afiyah, you can't recondition it. You can't re-achieve the condition. It's all totally on saying that Bishul is Dafka by taking two things and putting them in together. That's only the Tana Kama's way of going. According to Rebbe, you'd never be able to say something like this. So they say there's a big problem with the Rambam, you know? I didn't really look into it too carefully, because the Rambam, they want to say, says the Rambam paskins tzli keder is usser. Right? Like who? Like Rebbe. And then he says you can't, bishul achar tzli is also usser.
Yeah, but the Rabbanans say that's usser too, no? You just said it's shari only by the losses.
No, he says you're going to get Malkus. He says, Tzli Keder, you get Malkus on, which is Rebbe's learning. But yet, he takes Uvosho Mavusho like the Tanakhama.
Is this...